Well, Sebring is one of the tracks that are built for endurance purposes. Some of the famous races have been held there. Some of the famous battles have been there. The movie Ford versus Ferrari was, part of it was here in Sebring, and then, of course, where they run the 24 Hours Le Mans in France. And Sean was right, they do production cars as well as exotic, you know, rocket ship prototype-looking things that are hybrid power now. There was a new car there this year from Europe called the Valkyrie from Aston Martin, and that thing was like nothing else we've ever seen before or heard before. It had a unique engine sound. But compared to tracks, like you say, like at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, that's built for speed. Daytona's built for NASCAR. Sebring's built for, or actually hasn't been really totally rebuilt. Dump is a harsh word, I know, but you go there after you've been to some pristine tracks, and even the Detroit Grand Prix course looks better than Sebring does. But, yeah, Sebring and endurance racing does have your sports cars, Mustangs, Lamborghinis, Honda Acuras, you know, street production cars, Corvettes are in there, and they all race right alongside. To wrap up endurance racing, it's five classes of racing, five races going on at once, and for a period of time, anywhere from 90 minutes to 24 hours on races.